So at the time of the Britishers, you know, came, we had to be very difficult. It was very difficult for us, you see. Yeah. Especially the Indians, because they ruled with a harsh hand and all that.
Yeah.
So much so, you know this photo that you see here? With which Baba's dress that you see here?
Uh-huh.
You see this picture?
Okay.
With felt hat and pump shoes.
Yeah,
and all that was the fashion at the time. How the Britishers dressed, you know? Yeah. With the bow tie. Yeah, and all that. So, but when he came to Ahmednagar first, he looked like that, you see.
The first photograph.
The first picture that you see there. Mm-hmm. With hair loose and beard and moustache and all that sort of thing. And nothing but simple cloak and all that sort of thing. And you'd move about like a lion, you see, and all that. And then whenever you go to villages, you dress like that. And all this. And he had won them over through his love and his, what you call, concern for them.
Yes.
Yeah, he would bathe their children, feed them, give them education. Tell them stories. Every evening you sit with them. Meet with the villagers. Where you are staying now, there's a village. Paranga village. So there, this village is now something different. Formerly, there were real good people around there, you see. Farmers, poor farmers, very poor. So, there are some, the children of the great grandfathers and all that, so they, who had been with Baba, they are there. Children are there. Grandchildren are there. So what happened is that these villagers, when they heard whispers in 1931 that Meher Baba is going to England, London, and they had heard about London being the capital of the British Empire and this and that. So they were very skeptical about this and very apprehensive as to what is going to happen. So they came to Baba and said, cut the story short, says, Baba, we have been hearing that you are going to London. He says, yeah, everything is ready, I see. I'm about to sail now, because there were ships at that time. He says, you are going to London, but will they allow you to come back? He says, why not? No, but won't they imprison you there? He says, such was the fright. Temperament for such. He says, no, Baba. He says, why? I'll go there, speak their language, but you don't speak. He says, well, I speak with you in Marathi, but I speak in the language in English, I'll speak with them. And I will dress like them. You will dress like them too? So they were surprised as to how will you dress like them? He says, yeah, all the dresses stitched and all. How will you look in that? So in order to please them, so he is sitting, impromptu picture is taken there. That's an old picture of Baba. In that he wears the dress, wears the tie, bow tie, wears the pump shoes and all that sort of thing. To just give them an idea as to how he would look when he will leave from Bombay. So all this is kept there in the museum. Have you been to museum there at Mehrabad?
Yeah, I've been to it once.
It is on the hill.
Yeah.
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 Baba's, this.
Yeah, we saw one of his
letters
that he had.
Right.
Yeah.
The kimono coat.
Felt hat and shoes and all this is there. That coat and Baba's sandals, the old sandals are there. Mm. Everything is there. It's all preserved. Yeah. So what was this? Yeah. So that's how, such was the mentality of the villagers at that time about Baba and all. But he did go. And he did come again, and he did go and did came. But then what happened again when he went there in the first, with the first visit, there's a beautiful account over there. So he had said that he comes for all, but he is for the few. Whenever I come in your midst, I come for all, but I am for the few. You see, there's a little difference he makes. But well, we used to take it for granted what he said, you see. Well, he said, I come for all and I'm for the few, so what? Yeah, that's how it is. But what it implied was something quite different. What it implied was that he is for all, of course, for any Tom, Dick and Harry or anybody, you see, anyone. He comes for all, but he is for the few. And who were the few when he went first to the to England? Very few selected group was there. Nobody had told about him, you see. Just one or two people had come to know about him, had heard his name, and had contacted him in India, and they had invited him there. And Baba had gone there. But there was a group of people over there, hardly about 15, you see. That's how they got themselves lost while he was with them. Men and women completely forgot about the whole thing. After Baba left them, you see, then they began to realize what had happened. You see. So they go and tell their parents or wives or children or husbands like that, that we had been here. I said, but why didn't you tell? If such a thing was there, you should have at least shared with us. So we completely forgot about you all the more when they said that we completely forgot about you, they got very friendly. What are you telling? You forgot ourselves? I tell you, we didn't even remember the days. We didn't even remember the dates. So that was the, what do you call, that was in the atmosphere at that time. These are all Westerners, mind you. To give you an example, an idea from the early diaries, that it is mentioned there. The one who was with Mehr Baba at the time writes in his diary that there was by one by name Watson?
Thomas Watson.
Thomas Watson. Have you heard of Thomas Watson? Mm-hmm. Sir Graham Bell, the one who invented the telephone.
The telephone.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's
Sir,
okay.
What? Watson and Graham, they were both companions, you see. Helped each other.
Partners,
yeah. So what happened was, Watson was there at the time. He had accidentally coincided. So Watson, when he came to know that there's a group of some Indian coming, you know how Indians attract people and so forth. So, like snake charmers. Yeah, you see a snake charmer, all the Westerners will flock around him. So likewise, some Indian has come. Oh, there in England that too, yeah. So what happens is this man goes. So he's also, so Baba gives him an interview. He sits and he hears and all that. Fine. An hour Baba spent on him. And then now Baba says, now you can go. So there is upper story to the building. We haven't got a picture of it, no, yet. We should have asked, you see, Hardeep, we should have asked.
Oh,
you must be having
right,
it, yeah. So what happened, there's an upper story to it. So, it so happened after the interview that Baba's secretary Chanji and this man, this Watson, are both going up the staircase. So they're chatting, the one who was interpreting while Watson was having an interview. He was reading the board. Chanji was reading the board. Baba's secretary was reading the board while Watson was with Baba interpreting. So they are again chatting and going up. This is, well, it's a unique experience for me today to have come across such a person and this and that and all that sort of thing. So Chanji says, yeah, it is there. How blessed you are, how fortunate you are. You know how all that little things are. And they land on the first floor there. So Watson looks and says, what's this? So Chanji says, it's the library of the place, it seems. Because all the shelves there. And Watson laughs and smiles and says, well, it's a baby library. I have got a huge library. And mind you, I've read each book. Every book has been read by me. But you know, Chanji, you have no idea what has happened today. What happened? He says, all that was there, was gathered by me, was stored here, whatever I read. But from after the moment of I sat with him, the hour I spent, it has started percolating from head to heart now. That was his remark. So Chanji was very happy to hear that. He said, yeah, fine, I'm happy. Good. And then after some time, Chanji is leaving, so he said, but by the way, will you please, can you arrange another interview? So, another interview? Why? You had just now your time. Baba spent 1 hour with you, over an hour with you. No, but I'd like to
what is it? So in the diary it is mentioned that he is the one, first one, who has invited Baba to the shores of America. So what, Watson, Thomas Watson, yeah.
Invited him to America?
America, yeah. Yeah. So, and he said that, will it be possible for you and whosoever comes with you, we'll see to the fair, and please do come. So Baba says, I'm very happy to hear this, but when the time comes, I will come. Unfortunately, it was not in his lot. Because Kitty Devi, his brother, and Kitty had to finance the trip. Kitty, mind you, the Britisher, finances a trip to America for Baba. For the first time. Have you met Kitty, Ken? No. At Myrtle Beach, you haven't. She's 100 and how many years, how many days old now?
Yeah. She's moving into the
100th.
Nearly
2 months.
Yeah.
Huh? On 28th was her 100th birthday.
Yeah.
Take him Monday.
I will.
When will you take? I will. When he will get old, when he gets 100 years old.
Maybe at Thanksgiving. My family's going to be in Myrtle Beach for Thanksgiving.
That's good. That's
yeah.
Go and see the specimen of the ancient time. If you don't want to go and see anything, just go and see the lady who is 100 years old, 100 years old. And she was the one who first made it possible for Baba to go to the States. Although the invitation was given by Tom Watson. Yeah.
Did the government ever get upset with Baba's activities? I mean, if 100,000 people were showing up in a town, did they ever get upset?
Yeah. Not only that we had to go, well, we were at the time of New Life, really speaking, but it was not a British regime at that time. At British time, nothing upsetting, nothing was there. But there was that little eye, you know, well, CIDs had their own reports and this and that, because then cosmopolitan crowds started coming. So naturally, they had to give a report. What's the matter? Why is he calling? Who is he? At that time, Rajneesh was not here.
Yeah.
And all nothing was here. Now it's so open, you see. After Baba started this east-west gathering, you know, where east and west were brought together.